All right, guys, welcome in. Week 16, LA Fantasy Freaks. It's the championship.
Championship.
Are you ready for some action, Carlos Saisu?
Are you ready for some fantasy football?
That's right. Michael Bailey in the house. Once again, I am Ben Conroy. We are the LA Fantasy Freaks. We are here just for you guys. We do this every week just for you. I know it seems a little unselfish of us, but that's what we are. We're unselfish people.
So what we ask you to do first and foremost is to give yourself a round of applause for sticking with us.
That's right.
There's two reasons why you're listening to us still. It's that you've reached the fantasy football championship. Another reason, Bailey, why you should be applauding for yourself.
Four-time. He made it to four leagues, Carlo. Not just one. He plays in eight different leagues, and he's made it to four championships.
See, I thought four leagues was enough, but four championships.
It's ridiculous.
So I got to win one at least, right?
Michael Bailey.
If I lose all four, you'll hear me because I will be the one whimpering in the corner next week.
You'll hear from miles away.
Yeah, miles away.
All right. Well, hey.
If you reach the championship, you're listening because at least you love us.
That's right. Well, thanks again, guys, for coming in and listening to us all season long. We're going to do one more with these this season. It's going to be a recap show next week. So stick in for that one, guys. That'll be a good show. It'll be fun. All right, well, we're going to get this out of the way. We are on Twitter, at LA Fantasy Freaks, Facebook. So it's facebook.com/LA Fantasy Freaks. We're on iTunes. You can find us there. Come down and subscribe. It's free. Smackchat.com, thanks again. Hosting our podcast for this whole season. And Team 1010 out in Palm Springs. Thank you so much, Team1010.com. All right, guys. Right now, we're going to get right into our Super Freak of the Week for Week 15. Seattle Seahawks. Quarterback, Russell Wilson. Man, that guy had a huge game. 297 yards, 205 passing, 92 rushing, 4 TDs, and he ran three of them in.
Bailey, I might be in another studio, but I can see that smile from a mile away.
I know. It is. I am glowing. I'm glowing.
Yeah, he had a hell of a game, guys. He's the first quarterback in NFL history to rush for three in one half, right?
Yeah, three and I think throw one in one half. Either way, he did quite a bit in that first half. Easily put the game away, and easy, not just in real life, put the game away in fantasy as well.
Yeah, he probably helped people win their game single-handedly.
He helped me a little bit.
And it's amazing, though, because this guy was a far shot from being a starter in the beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Matt Flynn? Remember that guy?
Actually, I kind of forgot about Matt Flynn, to be honest with you.
I bet you a lot of people did, yeah.
It's amazing. So easily somebody comes in and you just disappear. It's like that kid in that commercial with Cam Newton, become the Panthers' favorite quarterback, make
great.
Panthers fans forget about you, become your mom's favorite player.
It is, isn't it?
It's so true.
And, you know, Carla, you were talking about this before that, you know, you were getting all sentimental on us about how it's been 4 months together and we really did a good job. But they, you know, Russell came from, you know, not even becoming a starter to within 5 months to becoming up for Rookie of the Year and leading our team, the Seahawks, into the playoffs with 9 wins already.
Yeah.
5 months. That's no time at all.
Yeah. To get in there that quick and do that, it is pretty
impressive.
Imagine
challenging yourself at something else. And expecting to do that good within 5 months.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What more can you say?
No, it's ridiculous.
But hey, I mean, you mentioned disappearing acts. Speaking about disappearing acts,
what about it?
Let's go to our What the Freaks of the Week.
All right, What the Freak of the Week, guys. Here we go. We got a whole list here, guys.
Oh, man.
Everybody on the Giants. Everybody. The whole team on the Giants. Eli, Victor, Nix, David Wilson. They all just let us all down. And then who else do we have?
Even
anybody?
Lawrence Tynes, the number one kicker in fantasy.
Yeah, Lawrence Tynes, the number one kicker in fantasy. Dude, he
negative 1 point.
Yeah,
in my
it was ridiculous.
Team.
I was bummed. I had him all year thinking. And he was averaging like 12 to 14 points a week. To go from that to negative one in a playoff game? So frustrating.
Great time, Lawrence.
Any of the Bucks? Any of the Bucks?
Yes, the list continues.
Freeman, Martin, Jackson, all those guys sucked. And who else? Oh, yeah, runners up. Ray Rice, 41 yards total, and Anquan Boldin, 0 catches, which killed me. I had both of them on my fantasy team. Can you believe that? It killed me.
That's a long list of Pro Bowlers.
Oh, true.
Yeah, perennial Pro Bowlers.
You're right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's tough. So sorry for those of you who had to depend on that, and unfortunately, your wishes did not come through.
All right, guys, that was our What the Freak of the Week. All right, guys, let's get into our matchups here. First one we got, Falcons at Lions. It's going to be interesting game on one side. I said it right there, interesting game. I'm going to do that this week, guys. I'm going to try and stay away from interesting.
Interesting.
It's a crutch for me, I've learned. All right, so this is a good game, at least for the Falcons. The Lions have been kind of struggling. So, you guys, Matt Ryan, he's had some big games lately. 600 yards, 5 TDs in the last 2 games. Do you guys think he's going to do well against this pass defense of Detroit?
We call him Matty Ice, but from this battle of Matts, this Matt is the one that's actually hot, on fire. Matt Ryan, big games, 2 last games, 600-plus total yards and 5 touchdowns, but this is against an improving Lions defense that hasn't allowed a passing touchdown since Week 13. I would side with Matt Ryan. He just has too many weapons with Julio Jones, Roddy White, course, the never aging Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, that guy's just, I swear to God, he's going in reverse. He's like the
Benjamin Button.
Yes, thank you. He's the Benjamin Buttons of the NFL. It's crazy. Bailey, what do you think about Stafford this week going up against Atlanta? He's been slumping lately, right?
Yeah, Stafford really hurt everyone last week in the semifinals. You know what, though? This is what they do. They bounce back the Lions. They come back. They have a terrible game. They come back. You know, he still has Megatron, so he's not really losing anything besides the fact that he's losing momentum and losing in confidence. But I still think he'll produce. Atlanta's a bend-don't-break. I think Matt Ryan will have a good one, too. So I think both quarterbacks will keep this game exciting for fantasy owners.
Mekhi Becton, he had touchdowns in 4 of his last 5 games, and Atlanta is 25th in the rush. Carlo, are we liking Mekhi Becton this week?
Oh, most definitely. He's the name to look for in this game. If Atlanta does not get so far ahead and takes out the Detroit running game. But I think if Detroit's going to keep this close, Mekhi Becton, big game. I think Calvin Johnson's going to have a big game, but LeSean will be there too.
Well, and like I was saying, Atlanta's a bend, don't break. So even if Atlanta gets up ahead, they'll play a lot of prevent. Dump it off to LeSean. LeSean definitely gets his looks.
Very nice. Julio Jones, Roddy White, guys. Julio, 3 TDs in the last 2 weeks. And Roddy, 16 yards last week. 117 the week before, but are we concerned about that? Or we think they're going to have
a
good game?
Well, since they only have 2 losses and they're pretty much clinching home field advantage with a win this week, if they can win, I would say that they won't give as many looks to Roddy White and they'll keep feeding the ball to Julio. Julio's a beast. He's younger. He's ready to go. But you know what? You never know with these things. You know, what if Detroit starts doubling Julio a lot more, leaving Roddy and Tony Gonzalez open? You know, you never know. But definitely look for them to maybe ease off on Roddy White.
I say we're going to move this along right now, guys. That was enough for that game. Saints versus the Cowboys coming up next. We got a big night for Tony Romo and their receiving core. What do you guys think about that game?
I don't think you can go wrong with Tony Romo. Actually, I don't think you can go wrong with anybody playing the Saints defense at this point. Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, Miles Austin, Jason Witten. If I'm going to pick one, though, how about Dez Bryant, the 9-fingered Dez Bryant? Because that one broken finger, I mean, it's been bothering him. He can play through it, though. 6 straight weeks with the touchdown. That's amazing production from Dez Bryant. Compared to the other side of the field, you got Miles Austin, who only has 1 touchdown in that period.
Yeah, it seems to me that Miles Austin has become more of the possession receiver for that team, whereas Dez Bryant's definitely the big game receiver.
Exactly. And maybe that talk with Jerry Jones, you know, set this up, because Dez Bryant, over the past 2 seasons, I believe, this is his 3rd year, he has not had consistent like this at all. So 6 straight weeks with a touchdown is leaps and bounds of what Dez has done in the past.
All right, DeMarco Murray, guys, he has 3 straight weeks with a touchdown, so can look for him to continue to roll. How do you guys think about Drew Brees is going to be doing this week against this Cowboys defense in that front 4?
Drew Brees, he's coming off a big week, 4 touchdowns. I mean, if it wasn't for Russell Wilson, we could easily throw him as a super freak of the week. But Dallas comes in as a way much better defense than Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay considered one of the worst in the league. Dallas, 8th, allowing only 3 total touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. So this is better competition. Drew Brees still has his weapons, but his weapons are also not producing.
Yeah, Colston, no TD since week 13. Moore, only one TD since week 12, and Graham, no TDs since week 11.
Those are some of the biggest names in terms of fantasy receivers, especially Jimmy Graham. No touchdowns since week 11?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. People are dying right now who drafted him so high. First round, first tight end taken this season, most likely.
I don't think he'd be in the championship game if you have Jimmy Graham right
now. Right. Unless you had, you know, you did very well or whatever. There's always ways around it. There's always exceptions to the rule. But I heard Breeze was quoted as saying he's going to play until they tell him the season's over. So that's confidence
like
for fantasy.
That's
exactly.
Like
that's
hear.
At least you don't want to hear anything else but that.
Oh, no, for sure. All right, let's move along, guys. Bengals versus the Steelers. A.J. Green versus Pittsburgh in week 7. One reception for 8 yards and a TD. Do we expect that again, guys? Or are we going to have a big game?
He made it worth it. At least it was a touchdown
well, yeah.
on that one catch.
One catch.
But you can't really blame A.J. Green. It was great defense by Pittsburgh. And you saw it with Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton in that Week 7 game, 105 yards, one touchdown, one interception in the game. But it's really no surprise because against Pittsburgh, he just struggles. He just struggles overall.
I don't remember if Ike Taylor was out.
He covered A.J. Green. That's
exactly. Now Ike Taylor is out.
Mm-hmm.
The Pittsburgh's a little more thin at their DBs. But you know what? They always play great team defense. The Polamalu's there, so you never know. But A.J. Green, you can't not bench him.
Oh, of course. No, he's probably the number one receiver in fantasy this week this year under a Calvin Johnson and an Andre Johnson. So he's maybe number three, I guess. So we'll see what's going on here. Ben Roethlisberger, guys, another big week. 5 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. Since returning from his shoulder injury, what do you guys think he's going to do against the Bengals?
It's interesting to see your favorite word, Ben, because Roethlisberger, since he came back from injury, he's thrown the ball 82 times.
Wow.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
82 times. And that's mainly because we've seen this season the Steelers have no running game. But Jonathan Dwyer can produce. And I think they will turn to Dwyer against Cincinnati. He had 122 rushing yards in their Week 7 meeting, a season high.
And Cincinnati might be a little overzealous, I don't know if that's the right word, about containing this Pittsburgh offense. And that's part of it, is you want to keep the defense true. So you give the ball to Dwyer to keep them true. However, the Bengals lead the league in sacks, and that's not good for Ben Roethlisberger.
Although, you know, we all know how hard it is to sack Ben Roethlisberger.
True, very true.
That guy, he does a hell of a job extending the play every time he comes out.
So then maybe it's more about the hits and the pressure.
Yeah, definitely.
But you're right, it is hard to get him down. Yeah.
All right, we're going to move it along. Vikings at Texans. This is going to be a fun one. At least for some of the players on the teams. Adrian Peterson, guys, he's just having a hell of a season coming off that injury, right? Am I right, or has he just been out of control?
Who would have ever imagined Adrian Peterson, not just as an MVP overall in real football, but MVP in fantasy football? He has carried so many teams into the championship game.
He only needs 294 rushing yards for the most rushing yards ever in a season, and that will eclipse Eric Dickerson for the Rams in 1984, I believe. So,
do you think he'll get it this week, Bailey?
You caught me off guard there. I was ready to go. I already had thought in my head because I was going to tell you, fantasy owners of Adrian Peterson, if you don't think he's taking this seriously, you're wrong. You have no idea what's going on. AP is ready to run this over, and I expect him to get at least another 150 yards this week. That's my bold statement. 150
wow,
yards.
Wow, against JJ Swat?
The second best fantasy rush defense
this
season.
Yes.
Wow.
Houston's only allowed 93 yards a game.
But you know what? They've had a few bad games where they've been slacking. They've been getting busted open. The only thing that really worries me is the really big lack of Minnesota passing.
Yeah,
they are a one-sided offense.
You know, he keeps continuing to do it, and we don't think he is. You know,
who do they
have? Don't wake up going, AP's going to rush for 200 yards again this week. You don't think that, but he still does it.
Yeah, I expected his production to go out when Percy Harvin went down.
Yeah, you would have thought.
No.
You would have thought. All right, guys, what else was in that game? Oh, the other side of the ball, Arian Foster. He's going to have a hell of a game, guys. He's coming off a season-high 165 yards in a rushing attempt against – wait, who'd they play last week? I can't remember, but he had a hell of a game.
It was
so.
The Colts. Played the Colts.
And the Colts aren't the best rush defense. Come on.
No, they're not.
No, they're not, but Arian Foster is a beast.
The Texans and the Vikings are both playing for something. The Vikings are playing for a playoff spot, hence the reason I said AP for 150 yards. And the Texans are fighting for that home field advantage, which would be huge for them. They don't want to go anywhere else but stay in that nice little cozy place they got down in Houston.
And Minnesota's rush defense, guys, they're allowing 86 rushing yards with no TDs. In the last two weeks.
I was going to say, yeah.
Wow. So it could be a hard fought battle for Arian Foster. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
You said though, Bailey, how one sided Minnesota's offensive game is. Compare that to Houston. Houston has a versatile game because they have the big weapon,
exactly.
Andre Johnson.
Owen Daniels
and
as
Owen,
well. Yeah,
thank you,
exactly.
Owen Daniels.
Yeah.
That guy's been amazing this
year. And it's
year.
Not just that. They kind of rely on their other receivers as well. Obviously, they're not fantasy relevant.
Kevin Walters
and
all those guys.
There's a couple other ones I can't think off the top of my head. They're balanced, and their play action pass is wonderful. Obviously, you're looking for Andre Johnson and Owen Daniels to get in the end zone for you. And we'll see how that game goes. I think it's going to be an exciting run game.
And the passing game as well for the Vikings. They've allowed 200 yards passing and 5 total touchdowns in the last 3 games. So there's an opportunity right there for Matt Schaub and those receivers.
Okay,
to take
real
advantage.
Quick. I said AP 150. Do you guys think he'll at least get 100 yards in Houston?
At least 100 yards.
I say he goes over.
100 does not seem unreasonable.
No, not for a guy like that. Right. If he breaks, 120. He could break another couple big runs. I mean, it doesn't have to be a hard-fought run. I mean, he took advantage of some really porous holes last week in that Colts line.
Also, AP holds the record for most 60-yard touchdown runs in the NFL career-wise. Anyways, let's go, Ben.
All right, Giants and Ravens. Next game, guys. We're going to move it right along. Matchup of two disappointing teams.
Man, we had such an exciting game between two guys, two stars, AP and Arian Foster, and now two disappointing teams.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, the way the Giants have been playing this last few games, this last couple weeks, has just been atrocious. And the Ravens on the same side. Flacco, 6 turnovers in the last 3 weeks. Six turnovers.
That's way too many.
That is just ridiculous. You can't win games doing that.
Remember when he said that he was going to be one of the best?
Oh, dude. I remember that. He said he is the best.
Oh, he is.
He says, I am the best.
Yeah, I think the best quarterback in the NFL turns it over 6 times in the last
game. Oh, yeah, totally.
Yes, that's part of the resume.
No question. Giants allowed 3 TDs to Atlanta last week. So, you know, that'll be an interesting. Damn it, I said it. That'll be interesting.
We're gonna start an interesting jar instead of a swear jar. We're gonna start an interesting jar.
I've done good today.
No, you've done great actually. But this game has so many fantasy implications because people like Ray Rice and Torrey Smith and Cruz and not so much Hakeem Nicks, but he definitely was drafted.
David
early.
Wilson.
All these people are. Affected you getting into the playoffs and continuing to the championship game. So what do you expect from these guys? What's going to break? Is the Giants going to do it or the Ravens going to do it? Are they both going to? Is it going to be a shootout? Is this going to be a 13-10 game? What do you guys think?
I would call this the bounce back game.
Bounce back game for both of them?
I mean, both, like you said, the fantasy implications for both teams, they both have names that are on your fantasy roster, especially championship teams. Come on, Ray Rice.
Bolden. I'm just joking.
You're talking about the two teams that were in the championship games last year.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much talent on these teams
Victor
right now.
Cruz?
Yeah, there's so much talent. I can say right now, this game right here could make or break a lot of these championships this weekend.
That's a good statement, Ben. I like that.
It's very true. I mean, if a lot of people drafted Giants thinking that they were going to have a big season, you know, the Victor Cruzes, the Eli Mannings, you know, the way Eli Manning played last year, you know, at the end of games, you would think that he was going to have the same effect this year. It's going to be scary to see how many teams lose this week because of this game.
Okay, now that we've talked about it and I've thought about it, there's no way these two teams can throw another, you know, a donut in here. Just on pride alone, don't they? I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking off pride alone, these teams have to succeed offensively and get some type of rhythm going into the playoffs to make sure they even make the playoffs.
All I'm going to say, though, if you are in the championship game, hopefully you are, with any of these guys on your team, I'll make an exception for Joe Flacco. You are going to start him because you're going to stick with these guys who got you into the playoffs. Be faithful. Be loyal. Be a little courageous, and you start these guys. Guys like Ray Rice, Anquan Boldin, Torrey Smith, keep an eye on him as he recovers from a concussion. Dennis Pitta, David Wilson, Victor Cruz. You guys got to play these guys in the championship game.
They're not going to have a choice.
No.
You know what I mean? These are guys, like you said, Carlo, that have gotten them to the playoffs. And you're going to sit Victor Cruz in the championship?
Just because of, I mean, a bad game?
No.
One bad game?
No.
He's coming off two of the last 3 weeks with 100 yards.
Yeah. No, I hear you. All right, guys. This last game we're going to talk about, 49ers at Seahawks. We didn't even write anything down. That's how well we know this stuff. Me and Bailey going head-to-head. We're going to take off our shirts. We're going to play – We're going to sumo wrestle over this one right now.
Don't worry, we're in a private studio. We're not getting in public.
We'll keep our shirts on.
Let's be realistic here. Fantasy-wise, Ben, what do you like about the Seahawks here?
Oh, whoa, look at you switching it up on me. I'll tell you what I do like about the Seahawks this week, fantasy-wise. Absolutely nothing. No, I'm kidding. Russell Wilson is going to be a really tough stop this week. Our Niners defense, obviously, you know, does a really good job getting a pass rush on the quarterback, but he's a very mobile quarterback. So he's going to have a good opportunity to get outside that pocket and hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch and make some running plays like that. And you know who also I like on this team right now, Bailey, who a lot of people might not be thinking about? I like Golden Tate this week, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of people are going to be focusing on Sidney Rice and that injury that he's coming off of, but he's still such a big name receiver that he's going to draw a lot of the heat from the defense, the secondary of 49ers. So I like Golden Tate this week to really sneak in there. And Bailey, what about you? Who do you think on the opposite side the 49ers are going to have a good week fantasy-wise?
Well, you know what? Vernon Davis was stated as saying that he hasn't built a rapport yet with Kaepernick. And he seemed a little upset about it, which is understandable. But my point being is Crabtree has had excellent games.
Yeah.
And he's kind of, I believe, like a Golden Tate, where he's a playmaker. He's, you know, not the biggest, but he's definitely making plays. He's explosive. And I also like Gore. Last time they played the Seahawks, they gutted us. Unfortunately, that was the last time Gore ran for 100 yards. So we'll see. I'm really afraid of the defense more than anything. And this is a huge game for Wilson to see what he does. So I like Crabtree. I like Gore. And I like the way the 49ers defense is playing. They could really hold us to very minimal points. But you know what? Unlike last game, we need to score a touchdown. If we don't score a touchdown, we're not winning this game.
Well, I mean, coming off a 4-touchdown performance, I think you guys have a pretty good opportunity.
We were better than what we played you last time.
Oh, you guys are way better. That's the scary part.
But I'm still scared of your defense. Your defense is pretty B.A.
B.A. Not B.A. Baracus. That's the only B.A. I can think of. All right, guys. Well, that's it. 49ers, Seahawks. Carlo, anything you want to throw in on that game?
I like the Seattle home advantage. I think that will have a lot of play in it, especially for a quarterback who is not as experienced, Colin Kaepernick. So I think the noise of
the 12th man,
woo, could throw Kaepernick off and force him to maybe turn it over, something he hasn't really done so much in his young career. And what Seattle has done in these past 2-3 weeks, forced 11 turnovers.
Wow. Last statement before we move on, I wanted to say that I think something that will help us on defense is Earl Thomas's range. I don't think Kaepernick's seen a young free safety like that with that much range on him.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
He's going to be very dangerous back there. And
because the Niners and Kaepernick have been doing really well on their down the field passing. That's what Harbaugh likes to do, vertical passing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that'll be a great game, and I'm looking forward to it, Bailey.
Yes, I am too.
Good luck with that, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move it along. Our injuries. That was the last game we have this week. Injury report. Robert Griffin III. He's got a knee issue, but he fully practiced this week, and he is expected to play. So look for him to start over Kirk Cousins.
Well, first of all, hopefully you survived last week without him.
Well, Kirk Cousins, I'm hoping you picked him up because that guy had a heck of a game for them, and he did pretty good fantasy-wise too. All right, Rob Gronkowski, broken arm, limited in practice. Does he need to play this week is the question.
They're playing the Jags, and the Patriots have the division lock.
Yeah, he doesn't need to play. Keep him out. Jordy Nelson, guys, did not practice. Ryan Matthews, how the hell do you break your left collarbone after you just done broke your right collarbone?
Ugh. It's the Chargers. I mean, there's so
crazy.
Many questions surrounding them anyways.
He was bowling with Andrew Bynum.
Yeah, he's out.
Sorry for the basketball reference.
Roddy White, he's got a knee issue. Didn't practice, but he's never missed a game in his 8-year career. Right, Bailey? That's right. All right, Hakeem Nicks, guys, knee. Expected to play. Randall Cobb, shoulder, limited practice. Follow us on Twitter for updates. LeSean McCoy, concussion, returning this week, but he's sharing carries with Bryce Brown. So
if you're in the championship game with either of those, I would try to stay away from them. Sharing carries, not a good word in fantasy.
No, not at all, especially in a championship game. It's horrible.
They're still the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, Steven Jackson, guys. Or is that Stephen Jackson? Steven Jackson. He has an illness. He did not practice, so we just got to wait and see what happens. Nobody really knows what the illness was. Maurice Jones-Drew, MJD, he made our injury list.
Could he make a comeback?
Wow, he's questionable. What's that say? What's worth?
What's worth the
playing
Jags playing him? Him, even playing him at 2-12?
I got you.
Same story with Gronk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Brandon Pettigrew, ankle, did not practice. And your man, Sidney Rice-Bailey, he has a knee issue, and he did not practice this week. But I'm assuming he'll be in there, I'm assuming.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, we have one more segment, really, to do. We're going to skip on Saisu sleepers this week because—
Oh, come on.
Well, you said you didn't want to pick a sleeper, so we're going to—
All I'm going to say is don't search the waiver wire for any last-minute heroes. Just like as I mentioned in the Giants-Ravens game, stick with the ones that got you there.
There you go. Stick with the ones that got you there. Bailey, who are you benching this week?
Well, I know you're not going to bench him, but I just wanted to come out and say it. Trent Richardson's not going to have a good game for you. He's playing at Denver. He's had terrible yardage the past 2 weeks. He has snuck in the end zone, but this is a different game. This is a different team. Denver really will shut them down and crush Trent Richardson.
All right, guys, that's it for us this week. We are the LA Fantasy Freaks. My name's Ben Conroy, my man Carlos Saisu, Michael Bailey in the house.
Good luck this week.
It's championships, so, guys, take your time, set those lineups the correct way, and good luck, man.
Yeah, good luck this week because there's no next week.
Yeah, so true. All right, guys, have a great one. We'll see you soon. After dark, and it ain't too-